H.J. Cooper, your Dodge and Plymouth distributor, presents the March of Sports with Len Colby. For safety and pleasure in your winter driving, H.J. Cooper, your Dodge and Plymouth distributor, is the place to go. There you always receive expert service from factory-trained mechanics, and you always have genuine Dodge-built parts used in replacing worn parts in your Dodge or Plymouth car or your Dodge job-rated truck. These factory-made parts are your assurance of dependability in car operation and of lasting satisfaction and safety. H.J. Cooper's has a large and complete line of these parts for your driving pleasure. Be satisfied only with the best. Genuine Dodge parts from H.J. Cooper's, West Michigan at Park Street in Kalamazoo. And now here is Len Colby with tonight's transcribed March of Sports.
Good evening, sports fans. The Detroit Tigers announced today that George Vico, their 23-year-old rookie first baseman, has signed his 1948 baseball contract. Vico hit .307 last year with Portland. Detroit now has only four players unsigned. They are pitchers Freddie Hutchinson and Hal Newhouser, catcher Bob Swift, and shortstop Eddie Lake. Well, southpaw pitcher Sam Zoldak said today he may take a job as a stagehand if the St. Louis Browns don't offer him better salary terms for the 1948 season. Zoldak won 9 and lost 10 last year for the Browns. Meanwhile, the Browns announced they had received signed contracts from outfielders Al Zavilla and Whitey Platt and pitcher Richard Bickhaus. A report of a National Hockey League betting scandal was in the air today. Police Commissioner Harry Toy of Detroit said that information had reached him connecting two National Hockey League players with an ex-convict who was suspected of heading a gambling ring. Today's statement came after the Detroit Times published a copyrighted story which said the police had information that at least two players had made substantial bets on games in which they played. The players were not identified, but the paper said one of them was a member of the Boston Bruins. One player, the paper said, bet $550 against his own team. According to the paper, the players made their bets with James Tamer, a 36-year-old ex-convict who was returned to Southern Michigan prison last week as a parole violator. The paper said the player who approached Tamer said the Bruins were weakened by mishaps and that, quote, we're going to blow the game. According to the Times, Boston won the game in question 4-2. In Boston, owner Weston Adams of the Bruins said he did not believe the story, but intended to investigate it fully. General Manager Art Ross of the Bruins called Police Commissioner Toy from Toronto to get information, and Toy said he gave Ross the following statement. We have been investigating James Tamer, and some information did come to the police department which had reference to some hockey games, indicating some contact between Tamer and two hockey players. It wasn't of sufficient strength, however, to base any accusation. University of Oklahoma football and baseball star Johnny Rappas of Kalamazoo, formerly of Kalamazoo Central, now says he may turn to the diamond game. Rappas says he's received feelers from the New York Giants and the Boston Red Sox. Johnny, you know, was the star catcher of last season's Oklahoma 9, besides being an outstanding football player with the team. Johnny withdrew from school yesterday after the announcement by Oklahoma that he was considered a professional football player. Previously, he had admitted signing a contract with the Cleveland Browns of the All-America Conference, which he repudiated after the Browns traded him to the Chicago Rockets. The Los Angeles Dons of the All-America Conference are out to hire the football brain of Fritz Kreisler, and they say the Michigan master can write his own ticket. The Dons were turned down by North Carolina's Carl Snavely yesterday and promptly turned their fire on Kreisler in an effort to get him to take over the coaching spot left vacant by Dud DeGroote. A spokesman for the Dons indicated that Kreisler would be offered more than $50,000 a year to coach the Dons. However, General Manager Harry Thayer, refusing to be specific about pay, said, if Kreisler is willing to enter the pro ranks, he can't afford to turn down what we are ready to offer him. He can write his own ticket. The Sturgis District Cage Draw was held this afternoon, and Kalamazoo State High in Class B drew a perennial rival, Coldwater. State will play Coldwater at 9 o'clock on Thursday, March 4th. Three Rivers will meet Sturgis Friday night, March 5th at 8:30. Here's the Thursday night draw. In Class D, that's D for Doe, Menden plays White Pigeon. In Class C, Athens meets Bronson, and Constantine plays Colon. In Class B, B for Boy, State High meets Coldwater. On Friday night in Class D, Centerville takes on Burr Oak. In Class C, Union City meets the winner of the Constantine Colon game. And in Class B, Three Rivers plays Sturgis. Western faces Valparaiso in the Bronco gym tonight at 8:15. A preliminary between the Valpo B team and the Bronco freshmen will be played. The Western freshman team is undefeated. The varsity has won 11 and lost 9 and cannot finish with a losing season. A win tonight will assure the Bronx of more victories than defeats. Kalamazoo College's Basketeers no longer have a chance to place above third in the MIAA conference. The Hornets lost to a strong Albion team last night, 63-60. Albion's win gives it a won and lost record of 8-2 in the MIAA and assures it of at least a tie for first place. If Alma beats Hope Thursday night at Hope, a playoff will have to take place between Albion and Alma for the championship. At present, however, Albion is in undisputed first place. In last night's game, Pinky Honus made a free toss for the Hornets. It was the first point of the game and the only first half lead that K College held. Albion led at the intermission 28-26. Kalamazoo didn't catch Albion until 10 minutes before the game ended. K then jumped into a one-point lead, and 4 minutes later, K College held a four-point lead. The final minutes were nip and tuck. With 2 minutes of play left, Bill Sayers, a substitute guard for K, made two free throws to give Coach Dabgrove's team a three-point edge. Then Lou Black, who played most of the last half with four fouls on him for Albion, made a basket in the free toss. The score read 60-all. It was Black again who hit a long shot and picked up another free throw to assure Albion of the victory. This game, probably the closest of this year's MIAA battles, was marred by fouls. Albion committed 29 and K College 28. Jerry Edwards, leading scorer for the MIAA with 125 points, was the first player to leave the game. This momentarily hurt Albion. He had 9 points when he left after 8 minutes in the second half. But another senior, Lou Moon, hit for Albion from his center spot to keep the team rolling. Moon collected 18 points. Berry and Allen also left the game on fouls for Albion. App, Stansky, and Poth left the Hornet lineup on fouls. Bucky Walters was high point man for K. He got 14. We'll be back in a moment with more sports. First, a message from Howard J. Cooper.
Truck owners, here's big news for you. The outstanding new Dodge job-rated trucks are now on display at H.J. Cooper, your Dodge and Plymouth distributor. Stop in tomorrow and look over these wonderful new 1948 trucks. The first really new truck in 8 long years. Note the greater capacity and the more efficient weight distribution of the new Dodge job-rated trucks. Think what a good advertisement it will be for your business when you put Dodge trucks carrying your name on the roads. H.J. Cooper's cordially invites your inspection of the new Dodge job-rated trucks now on display. Len?
It's behind the scenes of sports in and around Kalamazoo. Eddie Leake, the Western Michigan student whose love for athletics prompted many athletic benefit contests to make an amputation operation possible, has been operated upon and is feeling okay. Eddie, who has been on crutches for many years, is in the process of having both feet removed so that he can get about on artificial limbs. One part of the operation has been finished, and the last part of it should follow soon. Dr. Homer Stryker is the surgeon on the case. Eddie is at Borges Hospital. The operation has been getting a lot of publicity for Eddie. Detroit and Chicago newspapers have been carrying stories. Eddie's feelings about the whole operation can best be expressed by his act as he passed into the hospital door late last week. He intentionally broke one of his crutches. Visitors are welcome at the hospital. Don't forget our play-by-play this Friday and Saturday nights. Friday night, we'll bring you the Central Muskegon game at 11 o'clock. Then Saturday night, it's Western's last game against Loyola of Chicago. That one goes to the air at 10:30. Tonight, we're going to pay a visit to the City of Holland to speak before the Junior Chamber of Commerce Sports Banquet. Kalamazoo College will hold its district basketball draw tonight at 7:30 in Treadway Gymnasium. Tune in the WKZO newscast at 11:10 tonight for results of the draw. Otsego High plays its last regular game of the season tonight with an engagement against its alumni. There'll be a doubleheader. The time of the first game, 7 o'clock. Last week, we spent some time on our program discussing the booing situation in town. Whether our discussion has had any effect, we don't know, but we can say that the crowd reaction at last week's St. Augustine Pawpaw game was excellent. Coach Harv Freeman of St. A. told us that he was very pleased with the behavior of the crowd. Referee Freddie Spurgeon told us after the game that the crowd was one of the finest he'd worked before. We hope, of course, that our words have helped in this situation, but we do want to point out a move which we're sure did have an effect on that St. A. Pawpaw game, and that was a cooperative move by Bill Rakovich, St. A. football coach and reserves cage coach. Rakovich, it was explained to us by St. A. officials, in cooperation with what we said on the air, visited every grade at St. Augustine and explained the unfortunate ends which booing achieves. We're sure that Rakovich's efforts paid off splendidly at the St. Augustine game the next day. Rakovich, by this move, is getting at the problem early and proves that the problem not only means something to him, but he's doing something about it at St. Augustine. The March of Sports would like to thank Coach Bill Rakovich of St. A. for this drive in the right direction. Incidentally, we'd like to add that there can be no criticism of the situation as it existed at the Western Miami game Saturday night. Booing was reduced to a minimum, and the Western Athletic officials, through their PA man, Irwin Fitzgerald, laid the issue right on the line. It's true, of course, that the ball game was not close, and perhaps that reduced booing. But no matter the reason, there was little booing. We had an onlooker standing near our booth who really went to town in the booing department. We don't know his name, and it wouldn't make any difference if we did. The sad part of it is, he wore a big W on his Western sweater. We'd like to conclude this part of our program by mentioning that the fraternity between the St. A. players and the boys from Pawpaw last week was noticeable. Remember that this game meant everything in the world to both clubs. St. A. had given Pawpaw one of its two defeats last year, and Pawpaw came into this game with 14 straight victories and no losses. And the game was close throughout. Yet, when Phil Cavanaugh of St. A. went out of the game on five fouls, Harrington of Pawpaw shook his hand. That kind of basketball will never go wrong, even in college ball. Bob Krutoff, Holland High cager, is lost to the squad for the rest of the season. He fractured his wrist in an automobile accident. Be sure to tune in on March of Sports tomorrow night at 6. We feature an interview with Kalamazoo's Neil Berry, who may be the Detroit Tigers' regular shortstop this year. In a playoff for the Paper City title last night, Brundage Roofing defeated Louis Restaurant 43-26. This was a second-half playoff. But because Brundage had won the first half title, the whole division crown goes to Brundage. In the second half federal division playoff last night, Richland Independence stopped the Merchandise Mart 57-52. In the Brundage-Lewis game, Jay Sapman of Brundage topped the scoring with 17. In the Richland Merchandise encounter, Cloud of Richland went high with 23. Tonight, the Michigan State employees played Kalamazoo Pant Company at 7 in a National League playoff, and at 8, Upjohn meets the Vets. This last game is a postponed game. Both tilts will be played at Lincoln. In girls volleyball last night, Second Christian beat Bethel Reform 2-1. Bethany Reform took Third Reform 3-0. Third Christian took Portage Baptist 3-0. And North Park Reform whipped Stockbridge Methodist 2-1. Well, the Chicago White Sox announced today they had traded pitcher Ed Lopat to the New York Yankees for catcher Aaron Robinson and two rookie pitchers. Sox general manager Leslie O'Connor, who made the announcement, said no cash was involved. The rookie pitchers the Sox will get are Fred Bradley and Bill White. Lopat topped the White Sox pitching staff in 1947 with 16 victories. Robinson hit .270 in 83 games with the Yankees last season. O'Connor said Robinson may be the long ball hitter we've been needing for a long time. Well, Michigan needs only a victory over Ohio State Saturday to be sure of at least a share in the Big Nine basketball crown. And if the Wolverines can whip second-place Iowa next Monday, they'll have their first undisputed conference championship in 9 years. The Ann Arbor Quintet moved a step closer to the coveted title last night with a 46-35 victory over Purdue. And now, your announcer.
Add pleasure and safety to your driving with the expert help of H.J. Cooper, your Dodge and Plymouth distributor. You lengthen the life of your Dodge or Plymouth car or your Dodge job-rated truck when H.J. Cooper's installs genuine Dodge-made parts into your car. No substitute is ever as good as the real thing. The Dodge parts stocked at H.J. Cooper's are identical with the parts originally used in your car when it rolled off the assembly line at the Dodge factory. Always get genuine Dodge parts. And remember, too, H.J. Cooper's is happy to inspect your car for the UNI safety sticker you want on your windshield. The address? West Michigan at Park in Kalamazoo. Listen again at the same time tomorrow when H.J. Cooper, your Dodge and Plymouth distributor, will again present the March of Sports with Len Colby. Tonight's program reached you by transcription.